I want you to imagine just somewhere out there in the world, there's this older gay couple. It's these two daddies that, they're married, they're on the verge of retirement, and they just decide, you know what? We're ready to start the next stage in our life. We're ready to adopt a bater boy. They place out an ad looking for a bater boy to take care of, to nurture, to grow. They interview person after person, and just as they're about to give up, they find the perfect bater boy for them. An 18-year-old man, and he just gives off like boy next door vibes. He's a virgin, completely obsessed with just touching himself, has never had a date, never wants to go on one either. Just the perfect boy for these two porn daddies to take in and corrupt. And so they do just that.
I'm a good
They
boy.
talk sweet with him, get him to come over, and once they have him all situated in his little tiny room, these two porn daddies just let him know the ground rules. There's no doors, no secrets, no clothes allowed in the house. Everybody just walks around naked. They tell the boy not to call them by their legal name, only calling them daddy, father, papa. Stuff like that. And these two porn daddies didn't expect for this bater boy to have this little problem where he just leaks from his pee-pee all the time, leaks pre-cum everywhere he goes. This bater boy is just a complete mess, making accidents in the bed. And the porn daddies, they had to do a little porn parenting, so of course they had to let the little bater boy know that it's okay to leak. And so they lead by example. They just start leaking pre-cum all over the place too, just dripping all the time. They tell the bater boy that it's okay to leak pre-cum, just don't ejaculate. Just try your best not to. Because no ejaculations are allowed inside this household. And you don't have to worry, they're going to raise this bater boy right.
I'm a good boy.
They show him the desk that they put inside his room, just a bunch of screens with all types of pornography, able to be accessed whenever he needs, whenever he wants. They also show the porn setup in their room as well as the porn setup in the living room. And porn consumption in this bater family is all voluntary, except on family porn nights where they all sit together in the living room and watch whatever the daddies want to watch. This bater boy just has to watch all this vintage porn, all this kinky porn that he would never normally watch unless it's with his bater daddies. And this poor little bater boy adopted by these bater daddies, he just struggles with not trying to ejaculate all the time. He's completely new to this lifestyle that these two daddies have been living for years and years, so he needs a lot of comforting. He needs a lot of support. And so these bater daddies, they do just that. They allow him to snuggle up against them, even though they have a no touching policy. They allow this little bater boy to sit on their lap and masturbate as they watch porn together. They allow him to kiss them on the cheek as he masturbates. They allow him to cuddle up against them while he masturbates. And because that's all he has to do. He's just their little bater boy. Like, all he has to do to just keep a roof over his head and please his bater dads is just fucking masturbate and goon all the time. That's all he does. And they tell this bater boy to just masturbate all the time, masturbate as much as you want. They never force this bater boy to masturbate, and because of that, this bater boy just masturbates all the time, just leaking all over the place, drooling all the time, just masturbating when they're home, masturbating when they're not home. This bater boy just sits around the house all the time, just masturbating and masturbating and masturbating. Every time that these two bater dads want to check up on this bater boy, they always just ask him, "Are you being a good boy? Who's a good boy?" And the fucking bater boy just responds, "I'm a good boy." They just keep encouraging this behavior out of this bater boy, just raising him right, raising him to be a porn addict, raising him to be a masturbation addict. And they encourage that kind of behavior out of their bater boy. Inside his room, there's a giant toy chest filled with all the masturbation toys that he could possibly need, so that this Bader boy can just play by himself all the time and play with himself all the time. They have a nice big backyard, so that the Bader boy can go run around, lay on the grass and masturbate, to sit by the pool and masturbate, go skinny dipping and masturbate. They just have the perfect life for this little Bader boy. These two Bader dads are just pampering the fuck out of this Bader boy, you know? This Bader boy is just sitting alone in his room. The Bader boy just sits there all day while the two Bader dads are out working, you know? And they just come home. The Bader boy is still touching himself, still looking at porn. And they go in the kitchen, cut up some fruit for this Bader boy. You know, they always have food stocked in this place so that the Bader boy just feels so safe to masturbate. But of course the two Bader daddies have a social life. They're always talking with other older masturbator daddies like them. And so they'll bring over the Bader daddy sometimes and have a little play date, introducing this Bader boy to other Bader boys. You know, they go play in their room while the daddies, you know, shoot the shit outside, talk about all sorts of things that Bader boys don't really need to learn about, don't really need to discuss, you know, talk all about the world. And Bader boys don't need the world. All they need is their penis. All they need is their goon. And the Bader daddies remind the Bader boys that not to listen to any of the conversation that the Bader daddies have. So these Bader boys just go into their rooms, you know, they show each other their toys, you know, my Bader daddy bought me this, my Bader daddy's bought me that. And the Bader daddies will keep like a watchful eye on the Bader boys to make sure they're not having sex, you know, they just watch them play pretend, watch them play doctor, watch them froth against each other, watch these Bader boys teach each other masturbation techniques, just like good Bader boys should. You know, these Bader daddies will bring over their Bader boys and say, oh, Bader boy, show us how you goon. Show us your goon face. And the Bader boys will do it. They'll just goon in front of their bait dads and make the Bader daddies laugh at them. Just acting like stupid monkeys, acting like stupid little Bader boys. And sometimes these Bader daddies will just get aroused with each other and just have sex in front of these Bader boys. They don't give a fuck. They just have sex right in front of their Bader boy. The Bader boy can't have sex though, because Bader boys aren't old enough to have sex. So Bader boys just have to watch their Bader dads have sex, and they just watch all these Bader dads have sex, masturbate, ejaculate, and all the Bader boys can do is just watch and moan and drool and leak. And these Bader boys just get constant reminders not to come. You know, their Bader daddies tell them, oh, you can come when you're 50, you can come when you're married. But they never let these Bader boys come. Even if they hit the age of 50, their fucking Bader dads are gonna be like, oh, I said 51. And this Bader boy is just so stupid. You know he's gonna believe anything that his Bader daddy says, because all he does is masturbate all the time. This Bader boy is just so gullible. And this Bader boy in particular, you know, he's a good Bader boy all the time, because even when he sleeps, he's masturbating. He's having wet dreams about sex that he'll never have as a fucking Bader boy. And sometimes when the Bader boy sleeps, the two Bader daddies will just watch from outside, just stand in the door frame or peek behind the corner, and just look at this Bader boy tossing and turning in his sleep, leaking pre-cum, leaking fluids and drooling, moaning the names of all of his favorite porn stars and all of his little Bader buddies. And they just look at their Bader boy with all the love in their eyes and all the care in the world, and they go over and they tuck him in, make sure that his penis is leaking a lot, kiss him on the forehead, and just watch as he moans and groans and masturbates in his sleep. Because the two Bader daddies, all they want to do is take care of this Bader boy. They don't want to take advantage of him, you know, all they do is just care for his masturbatory habits. They go in after he sleeps and they clean up all of his sex toys, getting all the pre-cum and fluids off of them, getting them squeaky clean and putting them back in their place. And the Bader boy doesn't know how to do anything else except masturbate. And so they had to clean the Bader boy too. They had to take him when he's all smelly after masturbating, after playing with himself. They take him and they wash him, make sure that his penis is developing nicely, make sure that everything is nice and clean. But sometimes they leave this Bader boy alone in his room. They don't clean up after him and just watch the plays just get covered in pre-cum and drool and all sorts of Bader Boy smells just filling his room. Till finally they go back in, they teach him how to clean, but all the Bader Boy can do is just fucking masturbate. It never works. And these two Bader daddies just have to take care of this Bader Boy for the rest of their lives. They don't mind. They really enjoy it. They love the Bader Boy that much. They wouldn't have it any other way.